deal. It's time. Write that down. If you're going to get a tattoo that says, it's time. Right now. Right now. How many of you have met people in the last 7 years who said, I wish I was there in the beginning? If I had only been there in the beginning, then I would be successful. 5 years from now, people will say, if I could only have been there at the Denver boot camp. This is a time in our company's history. Make no mistake about it. It's time for you to get deadly serious about what we're doing. A lot of people in here are already deadly serious. They are living dreams. They are living their dreams. I watched Cindy Balfe. I watched the ladies talk last night. Wendy, they got on stage. They are living a dream. Let me hear you if you're ready to live your dream. This may be more work than I thought. You're supposed to say, sir, yes, sir. How many of you are ready to live a dream? Instead of a nightmare. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So I'm going to come down there and inspect some of you people. Woman, sir. Is that standard military issue, son?
Sir, no, sir.
What the hell are you wearing it for?
Byron Strong sent to, sir.
This is a team sport. Do you understand that, ma'am?
Yes, sir. Yes, you- sir.
Maybe we should make this training 7 days. This may take longer than I thought. Since he's wearing the wrong gear, you need to get down and give me 5 push-ups right now. Yes, you do. Are you complaining? Because it could be 10. That was pretty damn impressive. How many of you are sick and tired of living paycheck to paycheck? How many of you are ready to take control of your lives? In the military, we have various divisions within the Army, within the Navy. Within the Air Force, we have elite corps. We have the Navy SEAL. We have the Rangers. In the Army, their motto is that we liberate the oppressed. We liberate the oppressed. From now on, that is your job. You are here to liberate the oppressed. Is that clear? And I'm not talking about going to Somalia. What I'm talking about is right here in this country, there are people who are financially oppressed. Is that true? They may not be homeless, but they are oppressed. They are in debt. How many of you realize being in debt is one of the most depressing things a human being can experience? In his books, Robert Kiyosaki says, if you're in debt, you're a slave. He says, if you have money working for you, money is your slave. There are too many people that are slaves. They are financially oppressed. They are emotionally oppressed. So I have a question for you. I have an important question for you. What is it? Think about this right now in your head. What is it or who is it that has the power to enslave you? What or who has the power to enslave you? because freedom is not free. If you think you're going to get rich and be an IMD here just by showing up, you're wrong. Some of you just had people, their faces fly right into your mind. Some of you might write down your job is enslaving you. Some of you might write down many different things are enslaving you. The question is to identify right now who or what has the power to enslave you. Let me ask you another question. What or who has the power to set you free? That's a better question. Let me tell you three things off the top of my mind that I know can set you free. Number one, God. Number two, World Ventures can set you free. But the most important thing that's going to set you free is you. You have got to set you free. You need to make a decision this weekend that if it is to be, it's up to me. I don't want to hear anymore, why doesn't my sponsor put more people on my team? Why isn't my team doing enough business? You're on your team. Why don't you do more business? Let me go back to who's enslaving you. When we won our freedom many years ago against the British, what did we call the British? What was the British soldiers' nickname? The Redcoats. When we fought them, they dressed up in bright red coats and marched in single file line. How many of you think it was pretty easy to identify them? Didn't take a genius. Okay, in your battle to get to where you want to get to, a lot of times the enemy is going to be disguised. It's not going to be that obvious. We are kicking ass right now as a company. Do you understand that? There are a lot of other companies that don't like it so much. Do you understand that? Let me ask you this. If you're in a big old yacht and you're in a marina and you take off out of the marina in your big old yacht, what do you do with the water in that marina when you start moving that boat? You make waves. And if you got a little dinghy in that same marina, what happens to your boat? You get splashed and you borderline drown. What do you say about the big boat? Oh, I love the big boat. I'm so glad I'm drowning again. So some of our competitors don't like us. Some of you have dream stealers. These are people, some of them that are overt. You haven't liked them. They've never liked you. They're talking behind your back right now. Who gives a shit? While you're here working on yourself to be the best you can be, they're already having a drink at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And they'll be stuck between 9 and 5 the rest of their lives. If you want to set yourself free, you got to fight for it. Do you understand? You have to fight for it. Now, let me make this clear. When I tell you fight, and when we do boot camp, and when you leave here, the metaphor is not that you're going to battle. So many of you are like, we're going to battle. Really? The last time I was working, I was in the French Riviera. It didn't seem like a battle. Although a jellyfish did try to kill me. And my good friend Wayne Nugent laughed when it happened. But never mind. The point is, before that, I was at the Mirabal residence in Mexico. Have any of you ever been there? Yeah, that was hard work. So the point is, we're not in a battle. I'm being serious. No one is dying. No one is risking dying. As a matter of fact, most of you have a 9-to-5 job. How many of you have a 9-to-5 job? What happened to sir? Yes, sir. Again, how many of you have a regular job, a regular income? It's a lot of you. That means you don't have a whole bunch of risk here. That means if you come in here and you don't make a whole bunch of money, you still have all the money you used to have. You're not going to battle. You're not going to war. You're not going to die. You're still going to be able to eat. You're still going to have the roof over your head. So let me give you a better metaphor. The metaphor is these are items that you will find on an obstacle course. Do you know what an obstacle course is? In order for you to get through basic training, you have to be able to complete the obstacle course, don't you? To get on your face and crawl underneath this is going to be a bit uncomfortable, isn't it? Getting rich is uncomfortable, I assure you. Some of you would look at this wall, and this is a real wall. This is no fake wall. And you're going to go, I can't climb that. It's too high. I don't have the strength. I'm not that tall. What if I told you if you don't get your ass over that wall, you're not going to get rich? How many of you would find a way over that wall? It's not a battle. It's an obstacle course. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. But you know what? It's also worth it. When you complete that obstacle course and you jump up and you start cheering for your buddies to get through the obstacle course too, that's like you being an IMD and cheering on your people as they become a director and a marketing director and they make it up. It's an obstacle course, but it's not an impossible course by any means. We have many people who've completed the obstacle course, don't we? Now here's the problem. The problem is the majority of you are human beings. I have reports that some of you actually aren't. But the vast majority of you are humans. We all know humans are the superior species, the superior beings on the planet. Yeah, but what are we comparing ourselves to? The water buffalo? In all sincerity, we haven't got a whole bunch of competition. So we do a lot of things that hurt our forward progress, don't we? How many have ever had a negative thought? How many have ever let your emotions get the best of you? One thing that I taught, the first thing that I taught at the very first seminar I ever did at World Ventures, as a matter of fact, it's the first note I ever took in a notebook at my own education in this industry, is there's three rules. Pay attention, get excited, and never quit. Why in the world does it seem that most people don't understand those three statements? Pay attention. This weekend, I will reiterate, it's time. This weekend, while we are here, there will be six new international marketing directors who will be on this stage. It's time. This weekend alone, on top of that, two individuals who are receiving their rings for earning over $1 million in a year. It's time, flat out. You can no longer say, well, do I really know if it works? Hell yes, it works. Look at Team No Sleep. All right, calm down. As a matter of fact, some of you guys are staying on my floor, and I saw some of you go to sleep last night. Just saying. So pay attention, get excited, never quit. Never quit. Never quit. Not pay attention, get excited, never quit. Unless my girl I'm dating says you shouldn't do that thing, it's a pyramid. Pay attention, get excited, never quit unless the guy who is an experienced networker and I thought was going to build my business for me decided to do a different company. Pay attention, get excited, never quit unless someone on my team quits. Pay attention, get excited, never quit. So if you're in the military and you want to be elite, you want to be a Navy SEAL, do you know what a Navy SEAL is? In the Navy, that's the best of the best. You want to be a Navy SEAL or any of the elite corps, you have to qualify to go to the camp and try to go through and make it. And when you're there, it's brutal. Brutal. They want you to drop out if you are not absolutely the strongest of the strong. But they don't throw you out. You need to throw yourself out. Do you understand that? You have to go ring a bell in the middle of a courtyard. You got to go out there and say to everyone, I quit. The question is, do you have what it takes to not ring that bell? My mentor told me there's only one way to fail in this business. Only one way to fail in this business. If you quit. If you don't quit, how many of you realize that if you had a sales job and you had the closing ratio on your sales job that some of you have in World Ventures, you would be fired. Do you understand that? On a job, if someone were to watch your presentation and evaluate it, you might be fired. On a job, if you were in the bottom percentage of the producers, they may fire you and bring them some new people. Great thing about our business, you can't be fired. Now, I got to tell you, yeah, you can cheer. When I was new, that fired me up. I figured I was extremely fireable. So the fact that they couldn't fire me, the fact that there were events like this, and I could just go over and over and over again until I pulled my head out of my buttocks was very exciting for me. See, do you understand? When you go to the real military, when you go to a real boot camp, some people go in that boot camp and they're in tip-top shape because their whole life they've been working out. Some people go in that boot camp and their whole life, when they were 5 years old, their mommy or daddy put a rifle in their hand and they're already a sharpshooter before they even get to boot camp. Other people don't even know how to hold a gun. Other people don't know how to fire a gun. Other people are grossly out of shape. Some people, when they joined this company, had network marketing experience. They whizzed through boot camp. They're climbing up the ranks quickly. Some of you are like me when I started. Not so good. Lots and lots of ground to cover. Here's the key. It doesn't matter how long it takes. What matters is that you finish the obstacle course. And believe me when I tell you, you're gonna wanna ring that bell. You're gonna feel, oh, if I just ring that bell, it's gonna be a sense of relief. Thank God I can just ring the bell and it'll all be over. You're going to come up with reasons to ring the bell. You're going to have helpful friends telling you to ring the bell. You're going to have dream stealers telling you to ring the bell. So the question is, can you just stop and enjoy what you're doing? How many of you are having fun doing World Ventures? Okay, and if you don't find World Ventures or some other entity like World Ventures that makes you wealthy with a residual income, how many realize you're pretty much going to have to work for the rest of your life? You all straight with that one? Okay, so if you got to work anyway, does it not make sense to work doing something you're having a blast doing? What do you do for a living? I travel and try to get other people to travel too. How many have heard much worse job descriptions? Just don't quit. Find the joy. Find the fun. There's lots of things here. There's personal development. There's friendships. There's amazing trips. There's memories. There's part-time income. And yes, there is amazing income, but it doesn't matter if you get the amazing income because you ain't gonna get it if you quit. You just gotta stay in the game and make sure you never, ever ring that bell. Is that clear? Did I tell you to make that noise? Do you want me to get her doing push-ups again? Let me tell you how you make sure that you don't quit. Write this down. A-I-T. A-I-T. Everyone in every branch of the military has to go through boot camp. You have to learn the basics. The question is, are you going to individually go after AIT, which stands for Advanced Individual Training? AIT. This is basic. We're gonna get you up and running this weekend. We're gonna actually shoot your butt out of a cannon this weekend. If you're not excited after this weekend, I would get my ass to a doctor and have him take my pulse. If this doesn't excite you, I don't know what in the world would. But when we're done here, this will wear off. Your enthusiasm, your confidence, it'll wear off. Boot camp is simply not enough. So how do you get an AIT in this business? Well, in a few weeks, we have something called regional training. Are you familiar with that? You need to get to the regional. It's AIT. You have the best people we've got in the company, the people that are making the money you want to share with you. This weekend, we only have time for myself and six other trainers, but we probably got 60 other trainers who are killing it in such a manner in his business that you'd love to know exactly what to do from them. We get them all out on regional weekends. It's AIT. We have a program called PSP in your back office, $30 a month. You have training videos, audio videos. What the hell am I saying? Don't you laugh at me and stop eyeballing me. We have videos and audios. You know what the hell I'm saying, soldier. Soldiers. We have got CDs. We've got CD series. We've got all kinds of stuff. There are books. If you're not reading something about personal growth and development right now, you're not involved in AIT. Leadership, personal development, studying somebody else who's more successful than you. Donald Trump is not my favorite, but he is a billionaire. And he reads three books every week on someone who's more successful than him. If he's doing it, you should do it. And AIT this October is something we call A View from the Edge. Just bring a seatbelt. The view this October, which we'll explain later, is going to be, I can't even describe it. But you've got to take advantage of AIT, guys. It's on you. We're giving you boot camp. Congratulations. You made the decision to come to boot camp. I know some of you took your last two dimes and rubbed them together to find out a way to get here. And I salute you. I'm proud of you. That is awesome that you invested in yourself. But this just simply is not enough. So always be doing AIT. And understand this, you want to win? You want to beat your competition? If they're doing AIT and you're not, you ain't going to beat them. It's not about who's best coming in. It's about how good you get while you're here and how many people on your team are doing the same thing. So I'm going to leave you with a little bit of a thought here. I'm excited to share this with you. Many of you, if you've attended seminars before, know that I kind of like music. So I'm just going to play a song right now to see if any of you are familiar with this song. Sergeant Perez, will you please play that song? We'll just play a little bit to see if you're familiar.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing. I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby. I could use just a little.
Okay. Time to play Name That Tune. What's that song? It's Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. Let me just explain something to you. If you don't know all of Springsteen's songs, you'll never be successful in our business. Just saying. Okay, I played that because there are two specific lines in this song that I want to draw attention to right now. I was listening to some music as I was preparing for this on a plane ride, and it's just hit me right between the eyes, so I want to share it with you. The first one, Mr. Perez.
Can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's behind.
Okay. You can't start a fire without a spark. You've got to start. start a fire. You've got to be the spark. How many of you have ever saw the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks? If you haven't seen that movie, just envision literally being deserted on a desert island by yourself. And at night, freezing. Or during the day, desperately wanting a fire to cook something because you're starving. And like most people know, if you're a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout, you take two sticks and you put them together and you do enough kindling and you can start a fire. You got to get a spark, though. If you watch that movie, his hands were getting bloody. He wasn't able to do it. It wasn't easy. For some of you, starting a spark is going to be this easy. For some of you, it's going to be the hardest thing you'll ever do. But you can't start a fire without a spark. You've got to be the spark. You've got to be on fire. You've got to be fired up. Why should someone join World Ventures? Someone's not going to just look at a video and go, oh my God, it's the greatest company in the history of the world. I now understand Mike and Wayne's integrity. I now understand the GDSs and the way they work and Mike Flory's background. Not going to know that stuff. It's you. It's your enthusiasm. Write that down. I've got to be a spark. I've got to be different. I've got to stand out. The problem is most of you are working so hard to fit in that you're not going to stand out. You're supposed to stand out. You got to be a spark. But that's not my favorite part of the song. Play the last part, Mr. Perez. You can't start a fire. Worry about your little world falling apart. You can't start a fire worried about your little world falling apart. This is what's funny as hell. When I got in this business, I lived in a crappy one-room apartment. I drove a crappy car, where the heater and the air conditioner were broke. Living in New Jersey, in the winter, it's cold. In the summer, it's hot. My new air conditioning unit at the time was about $400. I was so broke. I didn't have $400 cash. I didn't have a last credit card because my 6 Visas and MasterCards were maxed out. I was broke financially. I was broke emotionally. And when I saw this type of business, I said, oh my gosh, what if it doesn't work? What the hell did I have to lose? What do you have to lose? Do you understand, no matter what you have right now, as far as I know, when you die, you don't get to take it with you. So what are you so concerned about losing? That's another part of the human spirit. What if it doesn't work? What if I lose this? You can't start a fire worrying about your little world falling apart. See, my job is not to worry about me. I want to go out and create an army. I want to liberate the oppressed, don't you? So to liberate the oppressed, you've got to be free. How can you free other people if you're not free, guys? So you've got to start a fire. You've got to be a spark, and you can't worry about your little world falling apart and be able to do it. This weekend is going to be literally ridiculous. The 6 trainers that we have coming out here on the stage, I told you we have 6 IMDs, $2 million ringers. That's 8 people who are at very high levels of achievement. 4 of the 8 will be addressing you this weekend. We have had phenomenal event after phenomenal event after phenomenal event. From the bottom of my heart, I have never had a feeling like I do this weekend about how good the content is going to be, and more importantly, how many people are going to be affected by that content. I look at so many people, so many of your success stories. I see you on Facebook. I read about you in the newsletters. I meet you in person, and there's people that are having their lives transformed. It's time to take a quantum leap this weekend. It's stinking time. It's time. Get on your feet. Get on your feet. If you would agree with me that it's time for you to take your life and control it, say, sir, yes, sir. If you think it's time for World Ventures to stop, go from being a good company to a great company, then say, sir, yes, sir. It's time. It is time. It is game on.